The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Well, arguments, I'm sure, will continue about how we should deal with this new variant. Meanwhile, arguments between Britain and France are continuing following the deaths of at least 27 people in the English Channel, thought to be the biggest single loss of life there in recent times. To look at the stories of such migrants and why they're fleeing home, we're joined from Nigeria by journalist and author Sally Hayden. Sally, this was obviously such a huge tragedy and it's thrown a whole spotlight on this issue once again. But just to go back to basics with it, where are people in those situations typically coming from? And if you take the France to England situation, how are they travelling to France? How are they getting there?
Yeah, I mean, that's a very big question because people are coming literally from all over, like the Middle East, some Asian countries, from Africa. And yeah, I mean, you know, you see a lot in the media this term migrants, but I think it's important to remember these are people coming from a massive variety of backgrounds, a lot of different countries, fleeing war, persecution, human rights abuses, you know, extreme corruption. Many different things. And it's the same. I mean, yeah, we always need to remember again that the amount of people trying to cross the channel is a tiny, tiny, tiny number of the displaced people across the world who are trying to seek safety. And yeah, you know, that's, it's really like a very, you know, it's a tiny number.
Many of them are paying gangs essentially to get them across, to get them out of the country of origin and on a promise to get to wherever it is. And you've actually seen some of this in operation because you visited one of these camps a few years ago outside Calais. How do these gangs work?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of, again, there are so many people in the world who are trying to seek safety and they don't have safe and legal routes to get to it. And so always in that situation, you're going to have people that step in and initially try and offer a service. You know, I think it's important that people know there's a difference between smuggling and trafficking. Like, human smuggling is essentially people paying to cross borders. It's kind of like paying for a service. And so, you know, you have these gangs that do develop and that do kind of get larger and get more criminal and, you know, start you know, exploiting people for more and more money. But initially what you have is just somebody who's trying to reach one location and someone who's offering them that service. And so, yeah, you have these gangs, and the more, like, what we have seen is that the less legal routes that are available, the more the gangs get established and start making more and more money. So,
and of course, yeah, these are a ticket out of a horrendous situation. So their attitude and their views towards the gangs is quite different to ours.
Yeah, and I did, like you said, I reported a lot in Calais a few years ago, and at that time there were smugglers that were operating, like putting people in trucks, like sneaking them particularly in the back of trucks. And they were charging money for that, but there weren't these boat crossings. And I actually asked refugees in Calais why they wouldn't cross by sea, just because I was curious, because we've seen that in the Mediterranean a lot. And they all said it's much too dangerous. So at that time, that wasn't something that people were really considering. So I think it shows how inaccessible the other routes have become, how securitized the border in terms of like getting on trucks or getting on trains.
And that affects
then you do have
the pressure points.
Yeah, and like you said, I actually did, meet smugglers when I was there as well. And, you know, again, it's people who take advantage sometimes of people in a vulnerable situation. It can go from offering a service to exploitation to, you know.
We'll have to leave it there, I'm afraid. Sally Hayden, journalist and author of My Fourth Time We Drowned, which is coming out in March. Thank you very much for joining us on the program.